All right, as we continue here, Channel 9 confronts Mike Kaufman, to shift gears here, and I don't know, Congressman Kaufman, did he acquit himself well? Did you miss that, by the way, Congressman Kaufman? Well, here's what he said. Give us the short version. Here's the version everybody's playing, Sonny. There's the 10 seconds of what exactly he said.
I don't know whether Barack Obama was born in the United States or not. I don't know. But I do know this, that in his heart, he's not an American. He's just not an American.
All right, in his heart, he's not not an American. Just not an American. Now, nobody knows anybody else's heart, I don't think. So for that reason, okay, you apologize. All right, but really, it was what led up to that, where he, you know, he lines out, he itemizes very clearly why he doesn't think Barack Obama is the right president for this and deserves a second term. Okay, but it culminated with an answer to a question of, do you care or do you know, what do you think about Barack Obama's birth in the United States? You know, the birther argument. So anyway, he says that and then a massive apology. You know, writes a written apology, apologizing for what you just heard. Channel 9 confronts him.
I apologize for showing up unannounced. I've been trying to call your staff. They won't return my phone calls. So let me ask you, after your comments about the president, do you feel that voters are owed a better explanation than just, I misspoke?
I think that, as I stand by my statement, that I misspoke and I apologize.
Okay, and who are you apologizing to?
You know, I stand by my statement that I misspoke and I apologize.
I apologize. We talk to you all the time. You're a very forthcoming guy. Who's telling you not to talk and to handle
you
it
know,
like
I,
this?
I stand by my statement that I wrote, that you have, and I misspoke and I apologize.
Was it that you thought it would go over well in Elbert County where folks are very conservative and you'd never say something like that in the suburbs?
I stand by my statement that I misspoke and I apologize.
Is there anything that I can ask you that you'll answer differently?
You know, I stand by my statement that I misspoke and I apologize.
What's your favorite color?
I stand by my statement. I apologize. So, you know, here's the thing. Now, if you look back on this a month from now on that interview, really, it was probably a wise thing to do. Look, I apologize. I stand by my statement. That's all you're gonna get. Because they're trying, and I don't fault Channel 9, wanting a comment, expound on that a little bit. And look, I made the statement and I apologize. Let's move on from that. If you want to refer back to the statement, go ahead and do that. Which is pretty clear. He apologized.
Who was the reporter? Because I thought he did an outstanding job.
I agree. And you know what? Wasn't Adam Schrader. Who was that? We were looking for that earlier today, and I apologize.
He deserves credit. I thought he did a good job, although some people might spin it, well, he was badgering Mike Kaufman. I don't think he was at all.
Yeah, a good reporter will keep neutral and just, you know, ask the next question. Now, I would not be able to do that. I'd be, come on. What's the deal? Come on. I'm just asking you a basic question here.
Yeah, you would take a different route to try to get something else out of him.
Are you kidding me?
But you can tell, too, sometimes when there are reporters who do badger people.
Yeah.
And this was not the case.
No. Agreed. So the point is, though, was that the right response? And do you think it's going to... It almost sounded like taking the fifth, you know, one of these GSA government employees taking the fifth. Now, mm-hmm. Sonny, our producer, says... If he's still part of the reserves, okay, think about this, because he is a military guy, and I believe he is part of the reserves, it may be his commander that's telling him, look, stay quiet, this is what you do, no matter what you're asked, this is how you respond to it.
Let me ask you, Steve, I'll put you in
Good
the shoes
point,
of Mike Kaufman.
Yeah.
What would you have said?
Well, given the fact that, you know, he wasn't expecting that, the first two times you say it. And then after that, that's when you turn the table on the reporter saying, look, here is a copy of my statement. Go online. You'll see a copy of the statement. It says it all. Or you can read it for your listeners and all. Now, if you'd like to, I've dealt with that. What can we, are you suggesting that I shouldn't be running for Congress? Is that what you're saying? Okay. Everybody, nobody makes a mistake. Did you ever make a mistake? Did I go too far? I'm a passionate guy. I'm genuine. I love this country. What, are you going to crucify me here in the media?
Yeah, how many times do you want me to apologize?
Yeah. Or you take the legal route and you just repeat that, but it doesn't come off mm-hmm. well.
Or did he need to apologize?
Yeah.
for that statement.
Now, there's the argument. I mean, some would say, no, why are you apologizing?
Opinion, yeah, and it wasn't that bad. It's not as bad as what people are making out to be, in my opinion.
If he would have come out directly and said,
yes,
this president is not an American.
And starting a petition or something and all that. But he was just saying, he's just not an American.
Mm-hmm. You wonder if when he said it, in the back of his mind, he was thinking, uh-oh. Probably shouldn't have said that.
Well, you know what?
Maybe
I love folks that just say what's on their mind.
That's why you love Bill so
much.
But
you can misspeak.
Well, I like that. I like happens. Anybody that speaks what's on their mind. Now,
not pussyfoots around.
Yeah.
But one apology is enough. Mike Kaufman could have said, how many times do you want me to apologize? I misspoke. It wasn't really what I meant to say. Came out wrong. How many times do you want me to apologize?
Exactly.
Have you ever misspoken before?
Yeah. All right, so there you go.
You know what's interesting, too, about that whole clip? He could have probably had a sit-down interview or done in a non-ambush fashion if he had returned the reporter's call to begin with.
Yeah, and that's a different level now, because we have calls into Mike Kaufman. He was on one of our competitors, Kaplis and Silverman, of Craig Silverman, listens to this show a lot, and... You know, it's no secret. So they had Mike Kaufman on. That's fine. We've had Mike Kaufman on, too. I will not play the game, though, when you want to come on and use the air for something that you want positively. So if we don't get a return call in a timely fashion, let's say by next Tuesday after the holidays, then guess what? When Mr. Kaufman's people call and say, look, he's got an initiative, he's got this, he'd like to come on the air.
Cutting ceremony.
Yeah, the answer is no. Thank you very much. You weren't willing to come in during a heated time. You're not coming on to tout and pump yourself up. I don't care what party you are. I don't care if I happen to agree with your politics. You're not going to be, you know, that's not how you manipulate and use the media. At least you're not going to hear.
This isn't the same, but I had a manager in the minor leagues when I was announcing ball games who used to say to me, ask me the tough questions because it gives him a chance to explain his point of view. He loved the tough questions. And when I didn't ask tough questions after the interview, he'd say, those are some softballs there, Bill. But it gave him a chance to explain his point of view. I think everybody, if you have nothing to hide and you have, you know, your agenda is right, you'd be happy to answer tough questions. Why wouldn't you be?
Sure. Well, anyway, I think we have to be so guarded, so careful, because there's so many ways you can say the wrong thing and have it be interpreted incorrectly. And, you know, it really speaks highly of people that are able to... you know, handle that. And it's those are the kind of people you want under fire in tough situations representing you in Washington.
So I know when there's tough situations, what I like to do is go into the corner and crawl into the fetal position and cry. That's the way I handle adversity. How about you?
Every time Murphy hammers you, that's what you do. You run over to the corner.
Well, Murphy gave me chocolate earlier, chocolate kisses, which indicates that she probably wants to get a smooch or two from me back. So.
Oh.
So. Hey. Ooh. To everybody, have a great, safe Memorial Day weekend.